Hey guys, I am beyond excited. We have the amazing Danette May joining us today on Fit Chicks Chat. Danette May is the founder of Mindful Health LLC and the Rise Movement. She is a world-renowned motivational speaker, best-selling author, and former celebrity fitness trainer, as well as a wife and mother. She has shared her unique, inspiring message on such places as Access Hollywood, Hallmark Home and Family, and CBS. Danette has changed the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual lives of millions of people around the world by focusing on healing foods, healing movement, and a healing mindset. She teaches students how to transform the muck of their lives into inner motivation, empowering them to love the bodies they live in and love the life they live. So make sure you listen today because we are going to be diving in deep with Danette, talking all about the three pillars of health, as well as her movement, The Rise, and her new book, The Rise.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda, and today I do not have Laura Jackson joining me because instead I have this very special guest. I have Danette May. Hi Danette, how are you?
Hi everybody. I'm so excited to be here with you, Amanda, and everybody who's listening.
Oh, thank you so much for joining me. Just so everyone knows, like, we're going to be talking today about Danette's new book that has just come out called The Rise, and we're going to be just chatting through like that whole process because I love the book and I love what it is that you stand for and just how open you are throughout this process. And I think that there's so much that people can learn from it in so many different ways. So we're going to just like dive right in.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. So my first question for you really is about, you know, in the beginning of the book, you mentioned that this is not a self-help book. And I love that you mention it as you say, it's not a self-help book. This is actually something to disrupt you a little bit. And it's like more of a disruption. And so I love that because I think it's really powerful to switch that focus and to kind of change the mindset of like thinking of it as self-help. But would you mind sort of describing like to our listeners what it is that you mean by that and how it causes that disruption?
Well, first I have to say congratulations on reading that intro because a lot of times we get these books and we don't read the intro. Yeah. And I really wanted people to understand the intention behind this book before they dived into it. And I knew that this book wasn't going to be for everybody because it gets really raw, it gets really deep. And that's what I mean by a self-help book versus a self-destruction or like this disruption. I should not say destruction, but disruption. Because when we think of self-help, or at least when I think of self-help, it's like, do this, do this, do this, do this. And I don't do that. I really get so vulnerable in my stories so that you find your story. So you look at all the different parts of you that you might be hiding from, that you might be lying to yourself about, where you're not showing up in your fullest self-expression so that you can start to figure out what is the truth to your soul. Not that it has to be my truth to your soul. It's your truth to your soul. So that's what I mean by this disruption, because I'm here to disrupt you. I'm here to waking you up to your fullest potential.
Yeah, no, that's beautifully said. And I think, you know, when you were saying like that you share your stories and you share your vulnerability, that was sort of the next thing I had, like, because I think that when you do that, when you share stories with people, you're sharing what is possible, but you're also sharing like your stories of despair and your stories of like difficulty. It's not just like how in today's society, we always focus on like sharing stuff that's like on social media, that's like your, you know, rainbows and kittens, like everything's beautiful. And I think that by sharing the vulnerable side and the difficult parts, you're showing people that there is possibility and that, you know, that you can come out the other side. You will come out the other side. Like there is a light at the end of that tunnel. Now, I think though, when I think back, and we were talking about this before we started, that I personally have stories that I know I probably should share in this lifetime because I know that people will connect to it in some way and it might help someone, but I don't feel ready. How did you get to the place of feeling ready? Because I feel like you have to be ready to share in order to be authentic, in order to be able to actually make that impact. How did you get to that place?
I actually don't know if I'm at that place. So I don't know if I am ready. The truth is you've read the book before anyone else. Yes. And the book actually by the time people are listening to this, they can grab the book. But I've written this book without anyone reading it yet, not a lot of people reading it yet. Mm-hmm. And I haven't felt ready. I just have only answered the call of what I believe my soul has asked me to do. But mm-hmm. I've done it with knees knocking, teeth chattering. And I think this is the huge metaphor for life. At least I hope it is, because I have found in my past, when I've stepped into things that have scared me the most, they have been the biggest gift. They have been the biggest growth and the greatest opportunity. This scares me. These stories, I've been asking my soul in the middle of the night when I've been terrified of being like, oh my gosh, this book is coming out. Why this? Why did I share so much? I've had this feeling so many times, and it's always come back to me that remember that when you step into that vulnerability, that is the truth. That mm-hmm. is where you're going to grow. That is just where you're supposed to land. And that vulnerability is your ticket. And we can talk more about that as we go along, because I do feel like vulnerability is everything to our self-love, to our growth in business, relationships, ourselves. It is that ticket.
Right. And in the book too, like, you talk about forgiveness as well, and forgiveness of like yourself, but also others. And like, I think that, you know, forgiveness is one of those things that a lot of people have a difficult time getting a better understanding of, like, you know, especially when it comes to themselves. I find that we are easy to forgive others mm-hmm. for things that they maybe have done to us, like we, from an outside perspective. But when we look at it from an internal perspective, a lot of times we have a lot of difficulty and of letting go of that, or even not even just letting go, because I think that's just kind of like a way of almost band-aiding it. Like, I mean, like, really forgiving yourself, truly forgiving yourself. Do you have any tools that you would share, like, with people listening today when it comes to forgiveness that you use or that you did use?
Yeah, I look at forgiveness truly like this hot air balloon. We're all trying to rise into our fullest potential, right? So we're like going up in this hot air balloon, and you know, you get off the ground, and then if those tethers to the ground have not been unhooked, you're only going to go so high. And right. I believe those tethers are your forgiveness or lack of forgiveness for yourself, for others. Depending on the person, forgiving someone who has hurt you, betrayed you, you know, people have been sexually abused, they've lost children, that is painful to go and say, I'm going to forgive that person. And then it's just as painful to go, I've done this and this and this. And we might not even think that we're not forgiving ourselves. Like, we, especially if you're a mom or if you've done something to a lover or to a best friend, you have this guilt that's kind of looming, and we actually get really used to this guilt. We walk around with it all the time, but those are those tethers. Those are those things that are holding us down from rising up into our fullest expression. If you really thought about it and you forgave everything within yourself and you forgave everything from someone else externally outside of you that did something to you, think about how far you could rise, because those thoughts, those feelings are tethering. And the things that I've done and the things that are everyone's offering is truly understanding that we're all connected, that when someone has wronged me, they're not separate from me. It's not like I'm walking around separate from other human beings on the planet. Where in my life have I wronged someone the way that they've wronged me? And where is that pain that they're feeling, that they had to inflict that pain on me? And can I forgive my own pain and my times when I felt pain? So that's really that first step, is really understanding first that we're all connected to one another, whether we like it or not, even the people that we despise. And then the second thing is there's these steps you can take, which I lay them out in the book, right? So I went really deep into my forgiveness, and not everybody has to do the things that I did to get to my level of forgiveness. But also, we have to remember, forgiveness is not an end game. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is a journey, and more opportunities will come up to forgive. It's always, you're always being presented with it, because I believe it is the very act that takes us to our highest expression.
Mm-hmm. No, and I mean, that's so, so beautifully said. I mean, when you think about forgiveness too, I know that some people struggle with the idea of how their emotion, and I think forgiveness and I think self shame and that kind of thing that we carry on, this burden that we carry in ourselves, I also think that it reflects not only emotionally, but physically in our bodies as well. And so would you say that you agree with that? Do you agree with, like, physically you actually start seeing that and you transform yourself through forgiveness physically and emotionally?
Absolutely. So I'm going to share a book that's been on my nightstand and I take traveling, and it's called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die. And this book highlights when you have not released something, a judgment, fear, pain, like just different things. And it all boils down to forgiveness, right? It yeah. will manifest in your different parts of your body, your neck, your gut, your legs, different, depending on the emotion. And that is why it's you, if anyone's listening and you're feeling maybe a stiffness in your neck or your shoulder and you're like, oh, I must have slept wrong, but this thing's not going away, I challenge you to really look at the emotion behind that pain, because it is 100% tied to an emotion. Yeah, you may have slept a little bit different the night before, but guaranteed there's an underlayer to an emotion that's triggering it.
Right.
Absolutely.
And would you say, I know that for you, you have, you believe in like the three pillars. So, and I fully believe in the same, which is your three pillars is about, it's food, movement, and mindset essentially. And yes. So in those, like, how do you incorporate all of that into sort of your day-to-day living, and how do you incorporate it into helping you to, I guess, navigate through these different emotions, I guess?
For me, let me just back up, because I think we hear a lot about foods and movement and mindset, and we hear about it, but it is so near and dear to my heart, because it is the very fundamental tools. And I say fundamental because everyone can do these things. These are easy, really, truly easy. And I'm going to share with you how they're so easy, because we make them more complicated. Us humans,
oh my gosh, yes.
complicated. So then we're like, I can't really do all of that, so I'm not going to do any of it. But right. I'm so near and dear to my heart, because it is exactly, we hear about people who have these successes in business or in life, and we hear where they came from. Maybe they came from poverty or this destruction that happened. And there's always this gap in between that no one really wants to talk about. And it's usually like, oh, I had grit, I did this, but it's my gap is infused and weaved with healing foods and healing movement and a healing mindset. And it's the very fundamental tools that got me to living the life that I'm living today. I had $47 to my name. I was sleeping on my floor. I was a single mom. I was like negative thoughts through my head. I had a face full of acne, which is tied to guilt, by the way. And I had all this stuff happening and going on. And now 5 years, 6 years later, you know, 8-figure business, married, living the life of my dream, helping millions of women. Like, what is that gap? And that gap is those three pillars. And yeah. I want everyone to incorporate those three pillars, because I know the power of them. And I know a lot of you, even if you feel it too, there's so much power in those pillars.
Mm-hmm. There really is. And if you do just one, you will still see a difference in your life. But I truly believe that you have to incorporate all three into your lifestyle in order to your best of your abilities, in order for you to truly start transforming in every aspect of your life.
It is so true. And I think I look at it like a table, and so many of us want to just grab one leg, right? And then your table's just going to fall over. Like right. They're like, oh, it's all my eating. If I don't eat anything, and if I eat just this and this and this, and I'm going to be totally healthy, or I'm going to go to the next level. And underneath that currency of like, I want to be healthy is like, I want to know I'm enough. I want to be connected to myself and to others. I want to feel wanted. Like these are the deeper feelings, right? So we grab one of the legs, but it's like not a stable table. That's why it is so true. It's like, you've got to have all three. And a lot of people want to hear that, because that feels like a lot of work, but we're going to share it with everybody, right? Like how simple those three legs can be in your everyday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure. Well, why don't we talk about that right now? I'm curious to know, like, because you're saying, like, it's easy, like, these things can be as easy as possible. Like, they don't have to be as complex. And I agree with you. I think in today's day and age, we've made things hard. We've made food complicated, where it's like, you have all these fad diets and all these things that you're supposed to follow. Or, like, you go into a grocery store. I know my husband, when I first met him, we walked into the grocery store and he's like holding up weird like packaged sandwiches. Like, is this good for me? Like, he didn't know. He didn't have any concept, right? And I was like, no. But like, we've made things hard, and same with fitness and movement, and like movement doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be like so complex. It can just be moving your body and what feels right for you. But I think that's my personal opinion. So what is the ways that you feel like people can really start incorporating these three pillars easily into their life?
Yeah. So I'm going to just share like some ideas of, and it really boils down to the changing of your mindset, your perception. Mm-hmm. So let me give you an example for, let's go to the pillar of movement. A lot of people are like, okay, it has to be either CrossFit or die. It has to be yoga or nothing else. It has to be Zumba or nothing else. And then they go around and there's this debate of what's perfect for getting this perfect body, or what's this for the best alignment of the body, depending on where you're coming from in your realm of movement. And there's no right movement. Movement in itself is right. Mm-hmm. You can go walk every day, or you can hike, or you can run, or you can Zumba, or you can swim, or you can do any of these things, and they're all right, because movement truly is the opportunity to sweep out the cobwebs of the soul. There's nothing quicker that changes someone's state than movement. So do anything that feels right for you, and you've hit it. And it doesn't also have to be long. Around the world have made up this rule. Like, somehow we've
believed, the 1 hour rule.
Yeah, they're rules. They're bullshit rules. Brules. Like this rule that if you hit a workout in 60 minutes, then that's the perfect amount of time, because every class in every gym around the world is 60 minutes. That is so made up. It's like, you don't have
to. I think it's just because that's how they pay their trainers by the hour. So it's like they just make them work for the hour.
And so you can literally work out for 7 minutes. And with an intention, and it can be 10 times more powerful than an hour workout.
Right.
And don't underestimate the power of intention. So that's why I want to bring back the power to every person, is going, when you set an intention and move your body, whether it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, whatever floats your boat, it's powerful.
Yeah.
But that's the key.
And I also think, just to add to that, I also think, like, when people are doing something that they connect to, you were saying, like, make sure it's just something, you know, whatever works for you, whatever floats your boat. Like, it has, like, if you're doing something that you are like, I'm running because I think I have to, but I hate it, and I hate it. And every moment you're like, as you're running, you're thinking like, I hate this, I hate this, I hate this. It's like, you're not going to go very far, because it's like, and I don't mean like physically go very far. I just mean like, in your overall transformation, you're going to be limiting yourself, because you're going to end up probably giving up. You'll probably end up just deciding you can't do this anymore, because nobody wants to live in that. Or at least I know I, for one, do not want to live in this feeling of like negativity all the time, of like, I hate what I'm doing. I want to love my life. I want to love my moments, right? You know, and that includes my movement.
So powerful what you're just saying, because there's actually been scientific evidence, and this goes to that healing mindset, because there's so much scientific evidence coming out around the power of your mind. So if you do a movement, like you're saying, and you're going, I hate this, I hate this, I hate that. And it's not to say that at the beginning you're going to be like, oh, this feels uncomfortable. By the time you're done with that movement and you're like, I did not enjoy a second of that, then that is not your movement, because we're finding scientifically that the body goes where the mind says it. So if you say, I hate this, you're actually pulling back the benefits of that whole running anyway. So that's our example of running. You're not actually going to receive those benefits that come, that you've heard about with running, by saying in your mind you hate it. The same goes if you go to a trainer or you go to the workout in the gym, and I know the dialogue, right? This can happen. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to totally work my big flabby butt. I'm going to work my fat ass. I'm going to work my flabby belly. When you're speaking the truth of where your body's going to go, watch your language. This is the mindset piece that is the magic bullet to speed dial the direction of your dreams, because when you speak those words, the body goes, oh, she has a fat belly. Oh, and this is not Danette speaking or Amanda speaking. This is scientific evidence. The body actually responds to your statement in your mind. You don't even have to say it out loud. And it actually creates more fat in the belly and makes a flabbier, bigger butt booty. So yes. Speak the truth to your destiny, which is, I'm here because I'm toning up my body. I am toning. I'm leaning out. I am sexy. I'm beautiful. Whatever you need to say, whatever, and none of it's really going to resonate with you right away. Let's just call
it's practice.
It's practice, but call the truth to your destiny so that you start manifesting within your body and your reality. And this goes for money. This goes for relationships. This goes for your health. This goes for anything that you're trying to create in your life. Really watch your thoughts. So that's the same thing. You're eating a chocolate cake and you go, oh, this is making me so fat. This is so bad for me.
Yeah.
Is the cake is really not that bad for you. It's your mind, it's your words that is creating the reality of how the cake gets digested in your body. Now, I'm not saying that you can reverse the laws that we have and you can just eat chocolate cake all day long or every day, but you can have it and you can process how you say about it, that it's going to digest to your body. You're so grateful for, you're enjoying this pleasure, and it will respond completely different in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everyone listening, we want you to try that. Like, just practice the switching your intention, switching the speak that you have in your mind, and even out loud. I know a lot of people say it out loud too. As a trainer, I hear it all the time. I'm sure you do as well, where women, and I train only women, but they'll be like, oh, like, don't do my measurements. Like, I'm too fat or this or that. And I'm like, no, like, you're great.
Just watch your words. Yeah. This is a lot in the book. I talk a lot about the scientific backing on this and why, not to that the book is scientific, but just really reminding you the power of your words. You can speak it over water. I share what I do every day on the water I consume and how that's making a huge difference in the way I look and the way I'm showing up and the things that are attracting into my life. But you can do this in every area. So it's all laid out, this power of your mind and your speech for the destiny that you're calling in your life.
Definitely. Now, in your book too, going back to like the mindset of like, I love when you spoke about, you said specifically that you want to stand on our stories and use them to help us rise. And that was a statement that you made in the book. And I really love that. Can you explain that a little bit further to our listeners?
Yeah. And when I say stand on your story, we all have stories. We all have stories. We all have such intricate, beautiful weavings of life. And the more dramatic it is or the more crazy it is, what a better story, right? But a lot of us are staying inside that story. We're defining who we are based off the stories we've lived. So we're staying inside that story. Oh, I'm broke. I'm broken. We hear this a lot. I'm broken. I'm not smart. I can't do that. I'm too old. I'm too young. It's time to say, I'm going to stand on top of those stories because I am going to use them as my stepping stones to rise into my full expression. I'm not going to stay inside of them. And as we stand on top, we tend to share. And as we share, we let give everyone else permission to share and do the same. And it's such a beautiful thing because then we realize we are connected. There's nothing separating me from this other woman that I think she's so radically different than me because she just shared her story and I can find my story in her story. So that's what that means by standing on top of our stories.
Oh, that's beautiful. And now my final question for you, because I really just want to, you know, ask about the book specifically, like, what does the rise fully mean to you? I know that I read the definition in the book, but why don't you explain it a little bit more? Like, what does that truly mean to you? And how can others use that to help them begin to on their own rise?
Yeah. So what I love about the rise, the word the rise, and the reason I use this term and I'm creating this rise movement for women worldwide is because when you say the word rise, it doesn't signify that you've arrived. It never signifies that. And there's freedom in that knowing that you never really have to arrive, that you get to just be where you're at today, and that's okay. Wherever you're at, take that one step, take that story, take that experience, take that pleasure, whatever that is, and enjoy and let it be that step to the next rise and then to the next rise. And so I truly believe the Rise movement is this opportunity for us all to step a little bit more into the fullest expression of who we are.
I love that. And with that being said, now for anyone listening who is interested in the Rise movement, how would they find out more information about this?
Yeah. So one, get the book. Yeah. And I don't know if you're going to be sharing this for pre-orders, but we have over $100 worth of bonuses for those who pre-order. But you just go to danettemay.com/book. So you can share that. With the Rise movement, we have a live event that's coming in October as well, where women from all around the world are coming, thousands that are coming at the Denver Convention Center. And that will be like that soul to soul, like cellular level training all around the book, but also just going even deeper. So it's called therisedenver.com if you want to learn more about that and get tickets to that as well.
Amazing. That's perfect. Well, Danette, thank you so much for sharing your stories. Thank you so much for being so courageous and actually writing this book, because like I said, I think that it takes a lot. It takes a lot to be able to share that much information with people, and knowing that you're helping women around the world and people around the world being able to connect and see possibility, I think is so important. So thank you for that. And thank you for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Okay. And for everyone listening, if you are interested in learning more, of course, you can go to danettemay.com, and then you can also check out fitchicksacademy.com under our podcast page, where you can also read more about Danette there. Okay. Thanks again, Danette.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.